science behind this is solid.
University of Florida Horticultural Sciences Department Chair Kevin Folta is a surprisingly outspoken advocate for GMOs. He says science has not only proven that GMOs are safe, but that they can save lives. Golden rice, for instance, is a genetically engineered rice that's a source of beta-carotene, a vital nutrient that's absent from the diets of impoverished populations in India and Africa. Folta says the fight against GMOs is keeping golden rice from getting to the people who need it.
Economists and people who study epidemiology have examined what were the costs of not deploying this technology, and they're talking about in India alone, 1.4 million human life years lost.
Florida House Bill 1 and companion Senate Bill 558 aren't about banning GMOs. They would require that foods produced or grown with GMOs be labeled. But for farmers like DeLeon Springs dairy man Gerald Fieser, GMO labeling could increase feed and production costs. He says he was initially suspicious of GMOs, but now he thinks they're a good thing.
I think they have helped to reduce the carbon footprint. I think they've been able to help us reduce insecticides and herbicides in the production of food. You know, we've reached a system in the world today where we don't need 50% of the people or more growing food for the other 50%.
Not all farmers agree. Okay. Paul Thomason is a fourth-generation produce farmer in Sam Sula in Volusia County. He doesn't buy the argument that farmers have been engineering our food since the beginning of time.
I don't believe that's accurate. I believe that, maybe hybrids have been in place for thousands of years, not GMOs.
Thomason frequently conducts farm tours for chefs, food and beverage managers, and other members of the food industry so they can get an up-close look at how the produce they're buying is grown. Trish Strom participated in this recent farm tour. She comes from a family of cattle ranchers and ran a cattle operation herself before becoming a wholesale retail food distributor. She says it's hard for people to understand that GMO labeling could make things really difficult for farmers. But at the same time, she says the public demand to know what's in our food is now undeniable.
Before, we didn't ask. We made sure that our farms did it the way we wanted to. You know, they raised the plants or the animals in the proper way like Mother Nature did. I never had to ask, are your seeds GMO? What kind of grass do you have? And over the last year, I've had to ask almost every farm because someone has called me and asked me that.
Thomason agrees that GMO labeling is likely to increase the cost of farming, and that's tough for an industry that doesn't have strong profit margins to begin with.
People need to know what they're getting and what they're eating, you know, so we're in 100% support of that, and we have been, you know, from the beginning.
Kevin Folta says GMO labeling is unnecessary and is being driven by disdain for a particular seed company and a suspicion of science.
If this is something that's artificial or something that's done in a laboratory, it must be evil. So there's a number of very strange layers that are not scientific that are backing this kind of thinking.
House and Senate GMO labeling bills failed to make it through committee last year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates 70% of food products sold in supermarkets contain GMOs. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.